Hello everyone to our WeChat class. Today I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Masatoshi Patrick Tomonari. Dr. Masa is a pain management specialist with over 15 years of clinical experience. He specializes in non-surgical treatment of neck, low pain, and short pains, thoracic, spinal, and musculoskeletal problem, etc. Dr. Masa received his MD from Totally University of Medicine in Japan. Now, let's welcome Dr. Masa.
Hi, I'm Dr. Masatoshi Tomonari. Masa is a common Japanese name of my age. I'm a pain management specialist with anesthesia background. I enjoy swimming, soccer in Shanghai Lions. I had more than 10 parts of bone fractures, but I don't like pain, but still enjoy football. Today, I will have a class about chronic pain, low back pain, and migraines. What is chronic pain? Chronic pain is a pain that lasts longer than 3 to 6 months. In many cases, this means that pain continues even after the injury or condition that first caused it has healed. What is chronic pain? Chronic pain is a pain that lasts longer than 3 to 6 months. In many cases, this means that pain continues even after the injury or condition that first caused it has healed. What causes chronic pain? The cause of chronic pain is not always clear. Sometimes doctors cannot find the reason clearly. Please see later part when your body are stimulated by painful stimulation. The signal pass through spinal cord to brain and you feel pain. There is a special function in your body which suppress the pain signal. Please see blue part. There is a suppression pathway. This is like, hey, it's not so painful as you feel. Please calm down. Then your pain is weakened, but painful signal goes up many times and for longer time, the suppression function does not work well. And also your brain stuck and remembers the pain. Then you feel more painful even after your injury healed or not painful stimulation. What are the symptoms of chronic pain? The main symptom of chronic pain is, of course, pain. But the pain can affect the body in different ways. Some people have aches deep inside their muscle or bone. Some people have stabbing or shooting pain, often with tingling or numbness. And others have dull, throbbing pain. People who have chronic pain might have a hard time doing their usual activities, such as bathing or dressing. This can lead to depression and anxiety. It can cause problem with sleep. When you first start having pain, your doctor might do tests to figure out the cause. You might get blood tests to check for infection, signs of inflammation, or disease that can cause pain. X-rays or other imaging tests to check for bone fracture, joint damage, cancer, or other changes in your body that could cause pain. Nerve tests to check whether the nerves are working normally. However, tests cannot always show the cause of pain, Scientists think that in some people, the pain signal in the brain stop working normally. The signal get stuck in on position even when the source of pain is gone. Treatment for chronic pain includes both medicine and activities. No single treatment works for everyone. Your doctor or nurse will help you find the right mix of treatments for you. Treatment options include medicines to relieve pain, improve sleep, or improve mood. Physical therapy to learn exercise and stretches. Working with counselor, relaxation therapies, massage, injection of medicine into the spine or area with pain, acupuncture, or surgeries. To find the best treatment for you, be open to try new treatment and the combination of treatment. Sometimes you have to try a few different options before you find one that works best. And you need to set realistic goal for your treatment. Even if you can't completely get rid of your pain, you might be able to control it enough so that you can do the things you want to do. If your doctor suggests a medicine that seems out of place, keep an open mind. Sometimes doctors treat pain with medicines made to treat other medical problems. For example, doctors can use medication for depression to treat pain because they work on area of the brain that process pain. Doctors can also use medicine for seizures to treat pain because they help with overacting nerves. Keep in mind that many people need a team to help manage their care. A treatment team usually includes doctors or specialists, a physical therapist, some trained in mental health, such as a social worker or counselor, a psychologist, and TCM doctors. Is there anything you can do to feel better? Yes. Something to try include use a heating pad or cold pad on the painful area. Check with your doctor before trying this to make sure it is okay for your individual condition. Practice relaxing. You can learn method to relax your body, such as doing deep breathing exercise. Ask your doctor or nurse about this method. Relaxing the mind can help with how the body feels pain. People can learn to quiet their pain or make it less bothersome. Stay as active as possible. Walking, swimming, or biking can all help ease muscle and joint pain. If you are not active, your pain might get worse. If you haven't been active for a long time, start slowly. Make small increases in the intensity and amount of time you spend exercising. Your exercising increases your pain. Talk with your doctor. They might recommend a program that can help you get more active. Anxiety and depression are closely related to chronic pain. Chronic pain will increase anxiety and depression. Anxiety and depression also increase your pain. Mental health is also important to control your pain. If you feel depressed, talk to your doctor or nurse about it. Chronic pain and depression often go together, and each can make the other worse. Getting treatment for your depression can make it easier to cope with your pain. Then, let's talk about more specific problem, low back pain. don't assume the worst. Most everyone gets low back pain at some point. The cases that require urgent care or surgery are very rare. See your doctor or nurse if you have back pain and if you have recently had a fall or an injury to your back. You have a numbness or weakness in your legs. Have a problem with bladder or bowel control. Have unexplained weight loss. Have a fever or feel sick in other ways. Have a medical problem that weakens your immune system, such as diabetes, taking steroids, and chemotherapy. Have a history of cancer or osteoporosis. You should also see a doctor if your back pain is so severe that you cannot perform simple tasks. If your back pain does not start to improve within 4 weeks. I will explain the structure of backbone. The back is made up of vertebra, a stack of bones that sit on top of one another. Each of these bones have a hole in the center. It protects the spinal cord. Discs. Rubby discs sit in between each of vertebra to add cushion and allow movement. Yellow part is spinal cord and nerves. The spinal cord is a highway of nerves that connect to the brain to the rest of the body. It runs through the vertebra within the spinal canal. Nerve branch from the spinal cord and pass between the vertebra. From there, they connect to the arm, legs, and the organs. This is why problems in the back can cause leg pain or bladder or bowel problems. There are muscle, tendons, and ligament around the backbone. These soft tissues support the back and help hold it together. What causes low back pain? Many different things can cause low back pain. Back pain can also happen if you have damaged discs, arthritis affecting the joint of the spine, bony growth on the vertebra that press nerves, and vertebra out of space, narrowing in the spinal canal, a tumor or infection. But tumor or infection is actually very rare. Should I get an imaging test? Yes, some people need an imaging test such as X-ray, CT scan, or MRI. Most cases of back pain go away a few weeks. If your doctor does not order an imaging test, don't worry. They can still learn a lot about your pain just from talking or looking. Your symptoms tell your doctor or nurse a lot about the cause of your pain. For example, if your pain started after you did something specific, like lifting a heavy object or twisting your back, you might have a strained muscle. If your pain spreads down the back of one thigh, it could be a sign that one of the nerves that go to your leg is being pinched or stressed by something. If your pain goes all the way down both legs, it could be a sign that you have a narrowed spinal canal. This is the most often due to the bony growth on your spine. How is back pain treated? Most people with an episode of low back pain don't have a serious medical problem and can try simple treatments such as staying active. The best thing you can do is to stay active as possible. People with low back pain recover faster if you stay active. If your pain is severe, you might need to rest for a day or 2 days, but it's important to back to walking or moving as soon as possible. While you should avoid heavy lifting and sports while your back pain hurts, try to keep doing your daily activities. You can try pain cures. In many cases, doctors suggest first try a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug or NSAIDs. NSAIDs include ibuprofen or naproxen. This might work better than acetaminophen, Tylenol, for back pains. Some treatment might help you feel better for a little while. You can try spinal manipulation, TCM, traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture, massage, physical therapy, reducing stress. These therapies are very helpful, but sometimes low back pain is related to serious abdominal organ diseases such as kidney, large arteries, even cancers. I strongly recommend you to go to see medical doctor first, and you can ask about these therapies to control your pain. First, go to see medical doctor. Second, go to see therapist. You tried many medication, many therapies, but still you have strong pain. You can try injection by pain medicine specialist. Only a small number of people end up needing surgery to treat back pain. Pain medicine specialists can offer injections to your back, such as epidural injection, facet joint injection, nerve root injection. The injections are useful not just for control your pain, but also for making diagnosis, which part is the main origin of your pain. My patient had strong pain and surgeries were recommended by other doctors, but patients don't want to have a surgery. Many patients got injection and could avoid the surgery. Let's have a short break. Do you know when and where the first surgery under general anesthesia was performed? In 1804, in Japan, Seishu Hanaoka is the first person on record to have a successful surgery under general anesthesia. The lady, Kan Aya, took his medication. 3 hours later, she lay unconsciousness on the table, on the operation table, and had the breast cancer surgery. 6 hours after the surgery, Kan Aya groggily woke up. Seishu Hanaoka is combined Western surgical method and anesthesia of Japanese medicine. Next. The general anesthesia drug contained extract of a flower, datura, the log mark of Japanese Society of Anesthesiologists, is the motif of datura. I'm a board certified of Japanese Society of Anesthesiologists and the fellow. Japanese anesthesiologists are proud of his work. Now, let's move another common pain, headache. Are there different types of headache? Yes, there are different types of headache. The two most common types are tension headaches and migraines. Tension headache cause pressure or tightness on the both sides of head. Migraine headache often start off mild and then get worse. They often affect just one side of head. Routine activity like just walking or climbing stairs can make the headache worse. Migraine can also cause nausea and vomit. I will explain the symptoms of migraines. Headache. The headache gets worse over several hours, and it's usually throbbing. It often affects one side of the head. Nausea and vomiting. And feeling sensitive to light and noise. Lying down in a quiet, dark room often helps. Aura. Some people have something called a migraine aura. An aura is a symptom or feeling that happens before or during migraine headache. Each person's aura is different, but in most cases, the aura affects the vision. You might see flashing light, bright spot, or a zigzag line on or lose part of your vision. Or you might have numbness and tingling of lips, lower face, and finger of one hand. Some people hear sound or ringing. The aura usually lasts a few minutes to an hour, then go away. But most of them last 15 to 30 minutes. Many people get other symptoms of migraine that happen several hours or even a day before the headache. Doctors call prodrome symptom. They might include yawning, feeling depressed, irritability, constipation, and or stiff neck. Is there anything I can do to prevent migraine? Yes. Some people find their migraine are triggered by certain things. You can avoid something of these things. You can lower your chance of getting migraine. You can also keep a headache calendar. In the calendar, write down every time you have a migraine and what you ate and what you did before it started. That way, you can find out if there is anything you should avoid eating or doing. You can also write down what medicine you took and whether or not it helped. Common migraine triggers include stress, hormone changes, skipping meal, change in the weather, sleeping too much or too little, bright or flashing lights, drinking alcohol, certain drinks or food such as red wine, aged cheese, and hot dogs. If your migraine are frequently or severe, your doctor can suggest other ways to help prevent. There are also medicines that can help. Again. How are migraine treated? There are many different medicines that can help with migraines. For mild migraine, your doctor might suggest acetaminophen, ibuprofen, or naproxen, common painkillers. For more severe migraine, there are prescription medicines that can help. Some such as medicine called triptan help to relieve the pain or migraine attack. Other medicine can help to make migraine attack happen less often. If you have severe nausea and vomit with your migraine, there are medicines. Don't try to treat frequent migraines on your own with non-prescription painkillers. Taking non-prescription painkillers too often can also cause more headache later. Severe headache patient can try sulfenopalatin ganglion block. This is a quite safe procedure. Insert a small catheter into nose and drop local anesthetic drug. It does not need needle insertion. My practice defines clinical success as a minimum 50% reduction in intensity and frequency of symptoms, and it lasts for 30 days. Try 3 times every 1 week and give maintenance treatment every 6 to 8 weeks. If you suffer from severe migraine, please come to see me. This treatment is quite safe and less painful. You just feel liquid come up your nose. You already went to see many doctors, PTs, traditional Chinese medicine doctors. Still, you feel strong pain. Please come to see me. If you are taking many drugs, let's reduce the amount of medicine and get a healthy life. I can give making diagnosis of your pain, or the lab test, or the imaging study, prescribe medicine, and injection therapy. Lastly, please don't start opiate for chronic pain. I have license of narcotic drug in Shanghai and Japan. I know the effectiveness of the strong painkiller. Opiate abuse is worldwide social problem in developed countries, except Japan. In US, more than 60,000 deaths related to opiate are reported annually. Some doctors in private healthcare easily prescribe opiate to meet patient expectation. Some of patients started opiate for chronic pain, cannot stop it. The dose amount gradually increase. They physically and mentally rely on opiate. As a pain specialist, I always try to reduce dose of medication and reduce kinds of medication. If you have strong pain and your doctor prescribed opiate, please come to see me to find other choice and try stop opiate together. Actually, most of the cause of headache is a tension type headache. And sometimes people say migraine, just chronic pain, chronic headache. Actually, it is a tension type. Tension type headache is self-limiting and mild, and no accompany, no nausea and no vomit. Migraine is usually more severe pain headache, and most of cases accompanied with aura, like a vision problem or nerve problems, and people feel nausea or vomit and cannot do daily activities like cannot walk or cannot climb upstairs.